Quitting is one of the easiest things in the world to do. I should know. I was a master of it. If universities gave degrees in quitting, I could have graduated summa cum laude. The problem is, I quit school. School wasn't the only thing that I quit. I left my first wife after 1 year of marriage. I quit preaching 3 years after being ordained. I was kicked out of the Marines before my tour of duty was completed. During the first 50 years of my life, the only thing that I ever completed was a prison sentence. I would have quit that too if I could have. That was a poem that my father always quoted when he saw that I wasn't doing my best. It was his philosophy of life. It says, if a task is once begun, never leave it till it's done. Be the labor great or small, do it well or not at all. The reason that so many of us do not succeed is because we don't want it bad enough. We don't want that degree bad enough to put in the work that it takes to graduate. We don't want to make the sports team bad enough to practice day in and day out. We don't want to excel at our jobs bad enough to learn everything that we can about our chosen profession. Unfortunately, mediocrity is not only thriving in the secular world, it is prevalent in many of our churches as well. Some of us are not interested in being the best Christians that we can be. We don't go to Sunday school or Bible study. We don't read our Bibles or pray. A little rain or the threat of snow would keep us from going to church. When I was hooked on drugs, I was the best junkie that I could be. Nothing could keep me from getting the drugs that I craved. My drugs meant more to me than my family, my friends, or my freedom. There was a snowstorm in Chicago one winter that was so bad that cars or buses could not move. So I walked 3 miles through almost 2 feet of snow to the dope house, and then 3 miles back. That's how bad I wanted to get high. If I was that committed to something that was killing me, shouldn't I be even more committed to the one who gave me life? Do you want to be the best Christian that you could possibly be? If so, how bad do you want it?
Reverend Burton Barr Jr., author of Amazing Grace, The Storm is Passing Over, and The Hoodlum Preacher. Books in stores now. For more information, visit cobaltbooks.com and thehoodlumpreacher.com.